This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science, things that'll touch our lives and change the way we view reality itself. And with us today to challenge our belief in reality is Dr. Donald Hoffman. He's a professor of cognitive science at the University of California at Irvine, and is the author of a new book called The Case Against Reality: Why Evolution Hid the Truth from Our Eyes. Now, you may say to yourself, this is crazy stuff. I mean, what? The case against reality itself? I mean, we have an expression, what you see is what you get. And seeing is believing. But is that really true? I mean, has evolution given us a brain that takes shortcuts, convenient shortcuts, in order to rapidly assess dangerous situations? Or is what we see really reality? And if you want to find out more about the reality of Science Fantastic, then go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and also on Twitter and Facebook. We have sites there. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and we have about 1 million fans every week on Twitter. So once again, today we're going to ask the question, does the brain take shortcuts and give you an abridged, simplified version of reality? So what you see is not really what you get, and seeing is not really believing. So once again, with us today is Professor Donald Hoffman. The book, with a controversial title, is called The Case Against Reality: Why Evolution Hid the Truth from Our Eyes. Now, Donald, tell us a little bit about how you, as a young kid, first got interested in science, psychology, and eventually cognitive science.
Well, as a teenager, I started playing around with programming in the 1970s and started to see the power of programming in the early days of programming. And I was also interested in philosophical questions about, perception and reality. And also the question that came up to me after programming a bit was, are we machines? Are people just machines, or is there something more to us? And I wanted to actually try to understand that question, and not just philosophically, but more rigorously. And so I went to UCLA and took a bunch of classes that were involving computer science, mathematics, and psychology, and then went to MIT and worked in the artificial intelligence lab and what's now the brain and cognitive science department, trying to get as rigorous an understanding as I could of what machines can do in artificial intelligence and what people are in the brain and cognitive sciences department, and then trying to put them all together to understand our place in nature and the nature of human existence.
Okay, now when we look at a computer screen, we see icons. Now these icons are not really reality, but by clicking it, we can then access enormous amounts of information painlessly by using these little icons. Now are you saying, therefore, that the brain uses these little icons to represent very complex reality features, and we take shortcuts constantly?
That's right. There's good evidence that throughout nature that animals use tricks and heuristics and shortcuts to just get through the day. The idea is to get enough fitness payoffs to stay alive long enough to reproduce. And you can think about the evolutionary framework as like a video game. In a video game, what you're doing is trying as quickly as you can to get as many points as you can at your current level. If you get enough points quickly enough, then you get to the next level. Otherwise, you die and you have to put in more money. And in evolution, if you're collecting fitness payoffs, if you get enough fitness payoffs, then you don't go to the next generation, the next level, but your offspring, your genes get passed to the next generation in your children. And so anything that's distracting you from payoffs will be a distraction from the real game here. And so evolution has shaped us and our perceptions to help us define payoffs, and that turns out to be very different from finding the truth.
And talk about finding the truth. I was once part of an experiment myself. I was shown a videotape of a basketball game, a very simple, rapid-fire basketball game, and the goal was to count the number of times the ball exchanged hands. So as the test went on, I had to concentrate to calculate exactly how many times the ball changed hands. Afterwards, I was shown the videotape once again, and there was a huge, ugly black gorilla walking in the middle of the basketball game, and I didn't see that gorilla at all. So how is it possible that I can watch a basketball game, count the basketball as it goes back and forth, and miss this gigantic black gorilla sitting right in front of me?
Yes, that's called it's called attention blindness, and it turns out that we think that we have full resolution vision throughout our whole visual world, that we see all of the world in high reality. In fact, you only see a small disc about 2 degrees in diameter, which is roughly twice the width of your thumb at arm's length. A little disc about, you know, the radius of your thumb, that's all that you have really high resolution vision in. And so we move our eyes around to put that high resolution vision on different parts of the world where we might get, you know, information that's relevant to our fitness. And so things that we don't pay attention to, we either, you know, miss altogether or only get very, very vague information about. So we're under the illusion, actually, that we see reality in great detail. In fact, we have only great detail in a small disc of radius about 1 degree. So it's a lot of things that are surprising about our perceptual systems.
And speaking about consciousness, epileptics sometimes have to have the connection between the left and the right brain cut in order to stop them from having these debilitating seizures. But as I understand your book, once you cut the connection between the left brain and the right brain, two distinct personalities can begin to emerge. One personality could be an atheist. The other personality could be a believer. And you can imagine what happens if one half of your brain is Republican and the other half of your brain is Democrat, and you're asked to go to the polling booth to hit the switch. You have an argument between your left hand and your right hand in the voting booth. So is that really true that in split brain situations, two distinct personalities can gradually emerge?
Yes, this is research that's been done by Mike Gazzaniga and others, and also a friend of mine, V.S. Ramachandran, who studies some of these patients. And they do find that the two different hemispheres first can have very, very different contents of consciousness. The left hemisphere might be aware of the word ring, and the right hemisphere might be aware of the word key, and neither hemisphere is aware of the word that the other hemisphere is aware of. And so you can, and they can even play 20 questions with each other. The left hemisphere and the right hemisphere can play 20 questions. The right hemisphere has a word, and the left hemisphere has to guess it, and it doesn't know, so it can ask questions. And you're right that even in some patients, they've gotten clear evidence that one guy, the left hemisphere, wanted to be a draftsman, and the right hemisphere wanted to be a race car driver. So very, very different desires there. And as you mentioned, there are theological differences, too. I believe in one person, the left hemisphere, this is a study by V.S. Ramachandran, the left hemisphere, I believe, is a believer in God, and the right hemisphere is an atheist. So it seems like by splitting the corpus callosum, which is a band of about 200 to 225 million
Okay, Donald, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of what you see is not really reality. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on 100 radio stations and ask a question, give us a call. The hotline number is 612 864-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on 100 radio stations asking that question. Stay tuned.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And the guest today is Professor Donald Hoffman, author of a new book with the outrageous title, The Case Against Reality. That is, what you see is not necessarily what is. Why evolution hid the truth from our eyes. Now, you have one chapter in your book where you talk about the results of evolutionary psychology, and the whole question of beauty and attractiveness comes into play. Madison Avenue, of course, makes millions of dollars on the question of beauty and the perception of beauty. But it goes back to the question, well, what do women want? And what do men want in a relationship? Now, Sigmund Freud asked that question, and he couldn't come up with an answer. What do women want? Now, what you're saying is that in evolutionary psychology, there is a hidden agenda, that our brain, as a byproduct of evolution, wants certain things that we're not really aware of. So what about the question, what do women want, what do men want, and what does beauty have anything to do with it?
Yes, so from an evolutionary point of view, attractiveness, when we look at a person and find them attractive, what What's going on is a very sophisticated computation. We're evaluating dozens, perhaps hundreds of different clues, like the smoothness of the skin, the shininess of the hair, features of the eyes, of their voice, the symmetry of the face. And what we're doing is we're evaluating unconsciously and in less than a second. We're evaluating the reproductive potential of that person. That is, what is the probability that that person is healthy and could bear or have raise kids? And again, it's not conscious. We're not consciously, you know, asking that question, but it's the unconscious computation that's going on. And the end result of that is just our feeling of attractiveness. If they're very, very attractive, that's because we've estimated that they have, you know, high reproductive potential. Now, of course, this is just the initial hit that we get when we talk with a person or first meet them. There's much more to relationships than that initial hit, but it's quite interesting to understand what's going on in that initial hit.
Well, we had one evolutionary psychologist on Science Fantastic who said that, well, what do women want on average? Because, of course, everyone's different. But on average, what women want is men with resources. That is, they're successful. They have enough money to sponsor their children and therefore propagate their genes. And what do men want? Men want women who are healthy, have hourglass figures, are youthful, because they can also have children and propagate the species. So are you saying, therefore, that there's a hidden agenda, that what our genes really want is to simply propagate themselves into the next generation, and therefore there are two different strategies to do it? Women look for success and men look for health. What are your thoughts?
That's right. That's exactly what the research shows us, is that men are looking for youth and health in the woman, because that's the critical thing that during the Pleistocene, when we seem to have evolved many of our cognitive and perceptual strategies, that was a time from about, you know, roughly 1.9 million years ago until about, you know, 10,000, 12,000 years ago. So during that time, the resources that a woman brings to the table weren't so critical, but the resources a man brings to the table were critical during that time. And so women were shaped by evolution to find men attractive who had higher social standing and more resources, which are correlated. And men and women are both shaped by evolution to prefer youth, but the shaping is far stronger in men, because women's reproductive span is curtailed more quickly than a man's. And so the selection pressures on men to prefer youth are actually stronger than the selection pressures for women, although both have selection pressures. So, and it also, you know, even depends, you know, on the time of the month for the woman, what she finds attractive. So it's complicated, but it seems to be that it's all, again, it's not a conscious strategy necessarily. It's what the genes have shaped us to just find attractive or not.
Now, some people say hogwash because you can't test it. These are events that took place thousands and thousands of years ago with our ancestors in the forest. But some people say no. In a university setting with college students, you can actually perform experiments on them to test some aspects of evolutionary psychology, starting with things like the eye. So explain to us the iris and the eye and the question of attractiveness.
Yes. So I noticed in looking at photographs of people from infancy to old age that there's a ring around the iris. If you look at the iris is the colored part of the eye, and right where the colored part of the eye meets the white of the eye, in many people you'll see a ring there. It's called the limbal ring. And I noticed in photographs that it looked statistically to be thicker and more distinct in infants on average than in older adults. And so I figured that that's an evolutionary cue to youth and health. So I predicted on evolutionary grounds that people would be more attractive if they had more distinct and visible limbal rings. And so we did experiments where we would show a bunch of faces where it was the same face side by side. On one side, there was no limbal ring, or very little limbal ring. And on the other side, we had a nice distinct limbal ring. And we would ask people to just say which face was more attractive. And they would look at us and go, well, they're exactly the same face. There's nothing different. And we'd say, just humor us. Just pick one that looks more attractive. And what we found was that they statistically were far more preferred the ones that had the limbal ring, even though they had no idea what was going on there. So we found this both in men and women. in over a wide variety of faces. And then I also noticed that in, again, pictures of people from infancy to adulthood, that the iris itself, the colored part of the eye, is a larger proportion of the eye in an infant than it is in an adult. It could be almost 90% of the visible eye in an infant and about 41% in an adult. So once again, it looks like the iris size is a signal of your age. And so I predicted that in women, because men prefer younger women, they like youth women, that if we took a woman's face and expanded her iris just a little bit, that she would be more attractive. And we tried that, and it worked. So this is a case where we're using evolutionary principles not to make, you know, just those stories about what happened a million years ago. I'm making new predictions that we can go test in the lab today.
Well, we had one psychologist on the air who said that on a blind date, a man cannot do a blood test on a woman to find out how much estrogen is in their blood in order to see if they can have healthy children. So you need markers that can rapidly tell you how much estrogen is in their blood. And you do that by looking at three things. One is chin. The chin has to be triangular and small. Second, the lips. The lips have to be full. And the nose has to be, again, proportionally shaped. And, of course, the eyes, as you mentioned. And these are estrogen markers, markers that allow you to rapidly calculate, in shorthand, how much estrogen is circulating in the blood of the woman that you're dating. Now, is that all nonsense, or is there some truth to it?
Oh, there's some truth to it. We genetically, we need to find out, as you say, the health of the genes and also the hormone levels of the person to see if they're really going to be able to, you know, bear kids and raise kids. But we, you know, as we can't do blood tests, so we have to look at cues in the body itself. And so estrogen caps bone growth, so it makes for smaller bones, you know, like, as you said, the smaller chin. And it also puts fatty deposits on the lips and the upper cheek and so forth. So by looking at the shape of the face and the overall shape of the body, one can estimate the estrogen levels and also, you know, in the hourglass shape, whether the female has enough of the long chain polyunsaturated fatty acids that will be needed to actually build the healthy brain in an infant. So, again, these aren't the things that are on a man's mind consciously, but this is all wired into us unconsciously and what we find attractive.
Now, some critics may say that all this is nonsense. It's a byproduct of a Western culture that believes in male domination. And, well, it's just basically Western culture magnified in with pseudoscience. But what happens when you take these results overseas to analyze other cultures, other situations where we don't have the, quote, contamination from Western standards? What happens then?
Yes, so it has been found by a number of researchers testing the cross-cultural aspect of this, is that they've tested in African countries, of course, Western countries, and then also in Asian countries, and they find that this is a universal property, that men prefer women whose waist-to-hip ratio is about 2 to 3. That is that the...
Okay, let's take another short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of this new book, The Case Against Reality, Why Evolution Hid the Truth from Our Eyes, by Professor Ronald Hoffman. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump dismissed a Chinese official's assertion that his administration has agreed to roll back some of the higher tariffs it imposed on Chinese goods. The Chinese official had said the two sides agreed to a phased cancellation of the tariff hikes as part of a new agreement. Trump's pushback suggested negotiations have not progressed as far as he had hoped as the world's two biggest economies struggle to negotiate an end to the trade war. Trump told reporters at the White House, "I know they'd like to have a
a rollback, and I have not agreed to anything. Chicago's mayor named former Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck to serve as Chicago's interim police superintendent a day after the city's top cop announced he is retiring. Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Beck was the perfect choice for the job, leading the police force in the nation's third largest city. She noted that he implemented many of the same reforms in L.A. that Chicago has undertaken in recent years. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Professor Donald Hoffman, Professor of Cognitive Science at the University of California at Irvine in California. And the book is called, quote, The Case Against Reality. A rather outrageous title, but well, yeah, what you see is not necessarily what you get. And the subtitle is Why Evolution Hid the Truth from Our Eyes. Now, as we said before, there are critics of this theory. Critics of the theory say that all this happened millions, thousands of years ago. No tests were performed, and the tests that are performed are done in Western cultures. So explain to us again, what happens when we go to other cultures analyzing the question of perception, beauty, and what women want and what men want?
Right. What we've found is that, for example, in estimations of the most attractive waist-to-hip ratio, that is universal. It's not just in the United States and, you know, Western European countries. It's also in Africa and Asia. So that seems to be a universal feature of you know, male ratings of female attractiveness. With the body mass index, it's pretty interesting. Body mass index is, you know, an estimate of how much you weigh compared to how tall you are. And if you have a higher body mass index, that means that you're a heavier person. And there it turns out that there is variation across the world in what men find most attractive in the body mass index. But some research indicates that that may be due to the amount of food that's available and the possibility of famine. If you live in a place where famine is a serious possibility, then men prefer women with a higher body mass index. They're going to be more robust in that very difficult situation. But in areas where there's not famine, then men will prefer a slightly lower body mass index.
Now, right now, there's a controversy on social media, on the internet, if you follow it, because a series of very well-established men in Hollywood are now marrying young women who are one-third their age. An example of a May-December marriage where the man has resources, is successful, is filthy rich, and the woman is young, has a nice figure, and can bear children. So are you saying, therefore, that this is good, bad, or this is just what is rather than a statement of ethics and morality?
Right. The question of morality is a very interesting one from an evolutionary point of view, but from evolutionary psychology, these men and women are actually following the programs that are wired into us. Of course, the programs are very, very complicated. There's not just one little algorithm we have. There's lots of interacting algorithms. So, but in the case where, you know, an older man with lots of resources is marrying a younger woman, that does fit in with this evolutionary algorithm. The issue of morality more generally is very, very difficult from an evolutionary point of view. So, for example, in the case of humans, murdering your brothers and sisters is very, very bad. I mean, that's just nothing we want to do. But in the case of a bird called the blue-footed booby, siblicide is always happening. So every time the mother lays eggs, she has two, and the first thing the two chicks do when they hatch is fight to the death, and she doesn't stop them. The one pecks the other to the death or puts out in the sun. And she doesn't stop them. She killed her sibling. And apparently in that situation, their niche does not have enough resources to successfully raise two chicks. And so evolution has this quandary. It's either extinction or siblicide. And the choice is siblicide. And they have two chicks to find out which one will be the most fit. And it fights to get into the next generation. So this raises very, very interesting moral questions.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue the discussion of your book, The Case Against Reality. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic and get on national radio, give us a call at 612-564-135. Stay tuned now when we talk about the opposite point of view. Is this moral? I mean, is it justified that we are programmed by our genes? Can't we rise above our genes?
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Professor Donald Hoffman, Professor of Cognitive Science at the University of California at Irvine, author of a book with a rather outrageous title, The Case Against Reality. What you see, the colors, the shapes, the smells, are they a representation of reality? Or is your brain fooling you? Is your brain simply taking hundreds of shortcuts in order to make you survive so that you can rapidly respond to very complex emergencies and complex situations? So once again, the book is called The Case Against Reality. Well, when we left off, we were talking about what is versus what should be. Some people say, well, yeah, maybe evolution did give us all these instincts that men want women who are young and have an hourglass figure, that women in turn want men who are successful and have resources, but can't we rise above that? Do we have to obey the laws of the jungle? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that we have these innate responses that are wired into us, but we also have the ability to look and make decisions in light of other considerations that we find important. So for example, one important aspect of relationships is what's called the parental investment in sexual reproduction. When you have sexual reproduction, one of the parents may require more of their effort and time to raise the kid, to raise the offspring than another. That's called the amount of parental investment. And it turns out that the sex with the greatest parental investment will be the most choosy sex, and in terms of choosing partners. And the sex with the least parental investment will be the least choosy sex. And so in Homo sapiens, in our species, the females have the greatest parental investment. They require, you know, to be pregnant for 9 months and breastfeed and so forth. Whereas men, you know, it could, at a minimum, it could just be a few minutes is the only investment that they make to successfully have offspring. So, but it turns out that it's not just male versus female. In certain species, the male actually raises the offspring. So in that case, where the male is actually raising the offspring, then the female has to is the less picky, and the male is the more picky one. So we have lots of these different parameters that are going around, and we have various strategies that we can choose. And you know, the strategy of being with one partner for a lifetime and raising just a few offspring is a very, very healthy strategy. But also, just from an evolutionary point of view, a strategy in which you have many partners and less investment can also work. But in you know, human society, so both strategies happen, and we tend to put moral values on it. But in other species, right, both strategies are going on, and we don't put a moral value on it. So this, again, raises the deep question of what is the ultimate basis of right and wrong.
Now, some people think that men are shallow. That is, they look at superficial features. They're not very deep. While women are much deeper and coy, they have to be very careful because, well, men will lie to them. And they have to have a good sense of character judgment because men will lie to them to get what they want. While men tend to be shallow because, as you said, their investment is very, very small in a relationship. So you think, therefore, that this is really true in relationships, that women are more coy because they have to be more choosy because they're stuck for 18 years with a kid, while men can be flippant and superficial. What are your thoughts?
Right. So this does seem to be, again, an example of that parental investment idea, that women do have the greater parental investment. And so a woman who is not careful and not choosy risks making a mistake that's far more costly to her in terms of her reproductive potential than it is for a man. So as a result, women are just programmed automatically to be more careful in general. And this is all statistical. There are individual differences, but to be more careful in their choice of a man, to find a man who has not only a good genetic, composition, but also will have other qualities that they can bring to the table. They'll be faithful. They'll stick with her. They'll provide resources and so forth. So it's for men. It seems in a way it's a bit simpler. It's youth and health, and those are dominating.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. So stay tuned as we talk about the case against reality.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. Website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and we have 3 million fans on Facebook. But today we're talking about, quote, the case against reality. Did you know that some psychologists think that our perception of color, of space, of time, is in some sense incorrect, that the brain takes shortcuts even with our perception of color, smells, space, and time? Let's break it down now. Now, when you see a color, you only see really three colors, the primary colors. Our retina can only see three colors, red, green, and blue. So in some sense, you've never really seen yellow. You've never really seen brown. They are mixtures of those three primary colors. And so in some sense, the brain is taking a shortcut. There's so many colors, thousands of colors, in fact. Brain can't possibly process them. So it takes a snapshot, three colors, and then gives you the illusion that you're seeing purple as it really is. So what are your thoughts about how the brain tricks us?
So, yes, we definitely channel the wide range of electromagnetic radiation, all the different frequencies into, only three channels. So there's this, thousands and thousands of possibilities. We stick them through three different holes, and that's all we've got. Three different receptor types, red, green, and blue, long, medium, and short, we call them. And then also, the rod system. But there are, pigeons have four color systems, and some creatures, like the mantis shrimp, have more than 10. So different creatures will have different capacities, different number of channels for processing color. We're not anywhere near the best by any means on that. And it does seem to be a general feature that we're not seeing reality as it is. We're seeing something very, very different. The way I like to think of it is like the desktop interface on your computer. And if you're if you're writing an email and the icon on your desktop for your email is blue and rectangular in the middle of your screen, does that mean that the email itself in your computer is blue and rectangular and in the middle of your computer? Well, of course not. Anybody who thought that is misunderstanding the point of the interface. It's not there to show you the truth. It's there to hide the truth and give you simple eye candy that lets you control the truth, which in this metaphor is the circuits and software and voltages, without having to know what's going on there. And if you had to toggle voltages to craft an email, your friends would never hear from you. And that's what evolution has done for us. It's given us perceptions that are a user interface. So three-dimensional space is just like our three-dimensional desktop, and physical objects are just like three-dimensional icons in that desktop. It's like a 3D virtual reality that we've gotten that hides the truth and just lets us do what we need to do to stay alive. So seeing the truth will actually make you extinct. Not seeing the truth, having the right interface, will help you to stay alive.
Now let's talk about the question of space and time. Now, I'm a physicist, and most physicists bristle at the idea that if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to listen to the tree, then, well, maybe the tree didn't fall in the forest. And it gets into the whole question of consciousness, perception, space, and time. But I think most physicists would say that, well, the dinosaurs walked the earth before humans. There was a reality before consciousness, that is, human consciousness evolved. But, well, let's talk about space and time. Optical illusions tell us that our conception of space and time is faulty. That's why we go to science museums, to watch these optical illusions. But does that mean, therefore, that maybe reality itself is an illusion? What are your thoughts?
Yes, it's very well received within the field of cognitive science that we construct what we see, that we construct our perceptions of space and time and objects. Most of my colleagues think that our constructions are in fact faithful reconstructions of reality, so that when I look up and see the moon, what I'm seeing is a faithful representation of something that really exists and resembles in many respects what I'm perceiving. And what I'm arguing is that in fact space-time itself is just a data structure that we create that represents fitness payoffs, and it's not there to resemble a pre-existing space-time. And what we call physical objects are also just data structures that we create on the fly. Think about having a virtual reality world where you have a headset on and say you're playing, an auto racing game. So you look and you see your steering wheel, you look to the right, you don't see the steering wheel. You've deleted the steering wheel because you're no longer rendering it. Now you look over to the right, you see a car, and you create the car, then you look away and now you've uncreated that car. Every time you look back, you'll see the car, but you're only creating the car when you look at it. There's no real car because this is all just virtual reality. And that's what I'm proposing is happening all the time. We have a headset on. Evolution gave us a headset. It's space-time is the 3D format of it, and physical objects are fitness payoff representations that we render when we look. So I look at an apple, I create the apple and the fitness payoff. So I look away, and I garbage collect it. I throw that away. But when I look back, I'm interacting with some reality, and I then come up with the symbol of an apple. So that's just my Homo sapiens specific representation of fitness payoffs. And it doesn't really tell me the truth. It just tells me what I need to do to stay alive.
Well, I'm a physicist, and physicists believe in experiments. So let's do an experiment. Let's jump off a cliff. When you jump off a cliff, chances are gravity is going to take over, and you're probably going to die as a consequence. And that's not a question of subjective reality. So are you saying, therefore, that human space-time is subjective and prone to errors and so on and so forth? Human space-time, but physical space-time is objective or more objective than human space-time. We have 10 seconds to answer that question. Sorry about that.
There is a reality. There is a reality that's objective, but it's not space and time.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, you've been listening to Professor Donald Hoffman, author of an exciting new book called The Case Against Reality, Why Evolution Hid the Truth from Our Eyes. And once again, if you want to go to my website to find out more about Science Fantastic and what I do, go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And the number to call is 612-564-8135 if you want to get on 100 radio stations and the internet which carry Science Fantastic. So stay tuned every week when we discuss the frontiers of science.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.